Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Do It With Drupal Seminar. The video archive is now available with over 40 hours of high-quality video from Drupal's top developers and thinkers. For more information and free full-length sample videos, go to doitwithdrupal.com.
So my name is Zohar Stolar. I'm from Linovate.net, an Israeli leading Drupal shop. And recently we were working for an American organization who has a site where they host lots of media files. So they got images, they got videos, they got audio, they got all kinds of media files. And they wanted a way to allow users to gather all sorts of files and object, media objects from the site and create sets of media objects to be presented to students. The final result is a flash player that presents, whether it's video, whether it's audio or images, in a nice slideshow that you can browse back and forth and have meta information about the files. The obvious and immediate way we thought of was using NodeQueue, because NodeQueue allows you to gather nodes and then reorder them and present them as one set. The problem that we ran into is NodeQueue had two limitations. One is that only site administrators can decide which NodeQueues are available, and only privileged users are allowed to add nodes to these NodeQueues. So you can't really have everyone creating their own node queues and have more than one node queue per person and create new node queues, etc. So we build a set of extensions to node queue module which do the following operations. So the first one was, how do we describe a node queue? How do we describe this set of nodes that are attached together? We took the taxonomy node approach and we wrote a module which is called NodeQueueNode, which holds meta information about the set. So you can have the title and the date and the cover image and whatever. And the second important extension that we wrote is the ability for users to create multiple node queues for themselves. So we did it, we did the project, and we wrote another couple of small modules that take the node queue and turn it and display it as a presentation in a flash player that we wrote just for that. And then we thought, we understood that this could go much further. For example, that could be a very nice and cool way for users to build galleries in Drupal. So users can upload images to the site the way they do it now, and then take few of these images, create a gallery, describe the gallery, and then create another gallery in which they have the control of the order of the nodes, of the images, which are actually nodes or within nodes. And this opened us the way for many, many other use cases. For example, having a multi-user blogging site in Drupal where each user has more than one blog. Because currently with the blog core module, each user can manage his own blog, but he's limited to one blog. If he wants another blog, he needs to have another user. So having a node type, which is a blog post, or several, more than one type actually, you can have a blog where you have images and where you have your a biography or whatever node type you can think of. So you can run a blog about your business and you can create another node queue, which is your blog about your family life, and another node queue, which is your blog about politics. And yeah, we see that this can turn into a whole infrastructure for organizing content in a personalized way in Drupal. And we're thinking now of having people arranging trips. You gather locations and you build yourself a trip where you can reorder the locations, and you can publish a trip, and then you can have multiple trips, and voila. So NodeQueue is a wonderful module, and the extensions NodeQueueNode and SmartQueueNode per user which is the multiple node queues per user, really gives it extreme flexibility and scalability.
And so node queue is the module where administrators are usually putting up a list of 5 items and then they sort of rotate in and out. So it sounds like these extensions are allowing users to kind of come in and create their own listings, whereas the permissioning on it before was just administrative. Now you've sort of expanded it out so people can make playlists of music or playlists of video. Is that right?
Exactly. So you have another use case. Build your own top 10 or your own, or reorganize your, you know, for example, if you gather nodes, you mark them as favorites. So now you can really reorder the favorites and present them to other users. So if you have a personalized homepage per user, you really give the users control on the exact location of each node and each title in their homepage.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.